It's outrageous to line your pockets off the misery of the poor. Outrageous the crime some human beings must endure. It's a blessing to wash your face in the summer solstice rain. It's outrageous a man like me stand here and complain. But I'm tired. 900 sit-ups a day. I'm painting my hair the color of muddy mud, okay? I'm tired, tired. Anybody care what I say? No.
Musically, Surprise is no Graceland, Simon's 1986 Grammy-winning album. Nor does it sound like his earlier solo work, or, for that matter, like Simon and Garfunkel. Instead, Paul Simon's first studio album in 6 years is in a category all its own.
Well, I'll just skip the boring parts, chapters 1, 2, 3. And get to the place where you can read my face and my biography.
If there was such a category for Surprise, it might be electronic ambient folk rock. Simon has Grammy-winning producer and keyboardist Brian Eno to thank for creating the album's ethereal arrangements. Eno, who pioneered ambient music in the late 1970s, and later produced albums for Devo, The Talking Heads, and U2, is credited for providing the sonic landscape on Surprise. Reminiscent of Eno's production on U2's The Joshua Tree, the infinite guitar intro on Another Galaxy takes a full minute and a half before we hear Paul Simon's vocal.
On the morning of the wedding day, when no one was awake, she drove across the border, leaving all the yellow roses on her wedding cake. Her mother's tears, her breakfast order. She's gone, gone, gone.
While his music varies from album to album, Paul Simon continues to invoke his melancholy musings. Among his recurring themes are relationships, faith, aging, and inequality, themes that resurface on Surprise. Refreshing to hear is Father and Daughter, the poignant Oscar-nominated ballad from the film The Wild Thornberries, and re-released for the closing song on Surprise. I'm Doug Levine.
Don't need to waste your time worrying.
complain about the marketplace. Try to help the human race. Struggling to survive in its harshest night.